You know, we're just so lucky in this industry that we've got the passion and the business side. Like, this is fun.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, where you will find the perfect blend of food, fun, and cooking knowledge. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Welcome to the number one food podcast in the country and the official podcast for the New York, California, and Florida restaurant shows, the Pizza Tomorrow Summit, and the U.S. Culinary Open at NAFEM. We're recording on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive, and I get to eat it. Email us to learn more info at TheWalkAndTalk.com. Today's guest, a dear friend. The journey of today's guest, Paul Pedros, started with a pizza shop in Malvern, Pennsylvania, winds through the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles, and takes off into the world of international expos and trade shows. Whether he was delivering pizzas, working at the office for the Eagles, which I think is pretty cool, or running expos for Informa and Clarion, Paul found one constant in all of it: the power of food to bring people together. Now a key executive at Restaurant Events LLC, Paul helps lead the New York, Florida, and California restaurant shows. That's right, you just heard me say it. This is a big deal. As well as the Pizza Tomorrow Summit, his love for food and live experiences comes full circle, especially on Sundays, where you'll still find him cooking up ribs and brisket in D-Lot with his tailgate crew. Also a studio today, and by the way, just for giggles, everybody, we had barbecue. Oh my God, so good. Also in studio today, Chef Kevin Raspberry has grilled up some summer fun on the barbecue, adding even more flavor to this conversation, and I promise it did. And the photos... Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, the photos. John, I do. I hate giving you props. You know, I know you're too long to want to, like, you know, give you an attaboy. But, bro, every week you just simply murder the photography. You do it great. Before we kick this off, I want to do a quick shout-out to our newest partner, the Burnt Chef Project, as we continue amplifying mental health awareness and hospitality through media and storytelling. Walk and Talk is eager to amplify the Burn Chef Project message, man. These guys are great mental health awareness advocates. They have all sorts of resources and everything. Go inside the description. You'll find how to reach them. Great folks. Chris, Tom, Colleen, all these cats. Chef.
Talk to me.
The Chef Kevin Raspberry. You, man, I told John last week, I said, dude, listen to me. Be excited. Be very excited. He's like, what are you talking about? Kevin. And he looks at me. He's like, what do you mean? Barbecue. He's like, oh, I get it. I get it 100%, man. So we've been excited. We've been ready for this. And you did. You brought it.
I appreciate it.
Can you talk about what you did today?
So today I did the mesquite grilled chicken with the pineapple bourbon jam to go on top. Smoked Gouda mac and cheese, grilled corn on the cob. Also, I prepared the grilled barbecue ribs, cowboy baked beans, pickled red onions.
I know you have some secret ingredients. What's one of them?
One of the secret ingredients I use from my own seasoning company, Mama Jean Seasoning. I have a barbecue blend called Cactus Jack. It is a mesquite barbecue seasoning.
Yeah, so I have like a truckload of that stuff at the house. It's legit. And I mean a truckload. Like every time he comes here, he brings... You're very gracious, by the way. First of all, Chef, you do. You have a great product line.
I appreciate that.
Today, there was an additional special ingredient. What was that?
Tillman's Barbecue.
Oh my God. Tillman wins these barbecue competitions constantly. He goes all over Florida, sometimes out of state. He's got this, it's a rig. It's actually like a tour bus with the grill in tow behind it. It's stupid. So what's going to happen? He's going to wrap the rig, not the, you know, the actual bus, but the rig. And it's going to be, you know, blended Walk and Talk with Tillman's Barbecue. It's going to be so cool. And we're going to be basically representing at all of the barbecue competitions. And Tillman is going to be the voice, if you will, of Walk and Talk at these shows. So I'm super stoked about that. With that said, you used one of his products in the dish today on both dishes, actually, right?
On one of the dishes.
On the ribs.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Man, I am so excited. This is really, it's a great day.
And if I might add something, the Chipotle apple barbecue sauce, hands down, the best barbecue sauce I've ever had.
You know what makes this really cool? We get connected. We have chefs, elevated, you know, culinarians that come through here. We make friends. We have brands that we're connected with. We make friends. All of a sudden, the brands, the chefs, all these, everybody kind of meets each other and works with each other. And it's like this expanding pie of awesomeness. And I'm just really, I'm blessed, you know, to be around the group of folks that I'm around, you know, everyone here included, you know, Kevin, John, you know, Paul's in the green room, him as well. I mean, so it's this expanding environment of making things happen, and it's terrific. So Kevin, I want to thank you for all of your contributions that we do here, and it's greatly appreciated. And you bring your A game every time you show up in this studio. Thank you.
I appreciate you. I appreciate John. I mean, I'm forever grateful for the both of y'all.
Yeah, man. And I think the video today is going to be pretty dope. Yeah, we're up in the game with the interviews, you know, mixed into the B-roll on the plating and the cooking. So, yeah. All right. Without further ado, let's usher in our featured guest, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl. Kevin, great to be with you, Jeff.
Likewise.
Paul, we've been talking now for a good while, and the partnership that we put together between, you know, you, Glenn, us over here at Walk and Talk, it's super exciting, and we really haven't even gotten started yet. The first show is in California in August, and, you know, we're going to be there. Are you stoked or what?
Oh man, I can't wait. I just think it's an incredible way to tell an incredible story. I mean, you said it a minute ago with, you know, just the excitement in this industry about the people, and, you know, the shows bring all the people together in one place for 3 days, and you can't help but be excited.
We are excited, Paul. You know, we've got Pooch, you know, John, we have our extended team with Glenn and Jordan, and there's several others too that are going to end up being involved in what we're doing with you guys. I think it's going to be big. It's big. I have people constantly asking me now, you know, side messages and whatnot about, hey, what's the story with the New York show and the Florida show? What is that? So I think it's, you know, we're going to end up bringing some new ears and eyes to this whole thing. And if we can create great content in the interim, man, I think it's a blessing for all.
I couldn't agree more. And we're so grateful for you guys. You know, you guys are doing amazing work in the industry, and, you know, we're trying to be a part of that as well. And it's been great so far. And so, yeah, you know, we owe you guys a big thank you. You guys do great work.
I think it goes both ways on the thank yous. Paul, your career has woven together sports, food, and live events. What was the spark that made you think all three could work together in the powerful way that it does?
That is a deeper question than it seems on the surface. You know, to be honest, it probably wasn't a single moment, you know, or a single spark, if you will, as much as it was a culmination. You know, I started off the lowest level employee in high school at a pizza shop and saw the back end of their operation. And it was probably, you know, I'm probably not giving them enough credit. It was an Italian restaurant as well. And just seeing all of the hard work that went into that early on, you know, as a young kid, and then experiencing different establishments, cultures, and then eventually separately the sports and live events industry, but food never not being a part of that. It kind of culminated into this moment. I guess if you were to pinpoint the spark, it would be some of the first shows that we ran, or the first show that we ran as Restaurant Events LLC, where I got to see that come together. For the first time, I got to see the business of food kind of connect with my passion for food and my passion for putting on a great event.
In your history, Paul, you've had a front row seat to how food actually brings people together. You talked about, you know, from tailgates to trade shows. That's pretty broad, right? I mean, the fact that you actually worked for the Philadelphia Eagles in any capacity, I think is pretty damn amazing. Can you, before we go further, can you kind of explain what you did over there?
Yeah. So that was my first job right out of college as a summer intern selling season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the way, when you get to do this, you get to work in the practice facility side by side with the players who are there working out, practicing. And for all the food people out there, every one of these sports organizations has a pretty incredible kitchen. So I will never forget the lunches at the NovaCare complex by the Philadelphia Eagles chefs. Shout out to them. It started as a summer internship, just doing season ticket sales, and blossomed into a year-long internship throughout the season. And we were not very good that year, but it was incredibly fun. And I made some really great connections. And that was sort of my first introduction to live events. And I got to go to every game. I've been going to every game since. And part of the reason for that, you know, the food and the fun was part of it. You know, I joke around. I don't think I could work in that industry anymore because I like enjoying it too much. So I had to leave eventually, but you know, maybe the food drove me away, and it's the way that it blended with sports. I don't know.
What you're saying is you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Not at all. No. Okay. I'm a champion.
I think food has a unique ability to build community. You were in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has a pretty unique food scene in and of itself. Working with the Eagles, loving food, and being in that community, I want to talk about the players because you got to meet these guys, you said, right? Like you were like with them.
Yeah. I did. So they had a, basically, if you're an employee of the Eagles, it's everybody eats from the same cafeteria. So it's $4 lunches for everybody. And they've got like, you know, 5-star chefs doing these things. And, you know, I don't know if that's every team in the league.
What kind of conversations? Like, how did they treat you? How did they embrace you?
Oh, man, they were incredible. I mean, the friendliest guys you'll ever meet. You would never think, you know, your players, just like anything else, they tended to stick together a little bit. But, you know, I had lots of great conversations. You know, I remember eating breakfast with Jason Peters a few times. It was definitely an experience that, and you know, the current staff for that team probably still enjoys. And, you know, it's funny when you look at the organizations in the NFL, whether you're a fan or not, when you evaluate the culture that the Philadelphia Eagles built in their building, there's no question that building of community is a focus. And so it's really telling that they have that style of cafeteria where everybody eats together.
That's a huge piece of experience, because when you're bringing people together at a trade show or an expo, it's a similar sort of build out, isn't it?
There are definitely some parallels. Yes.
What year were you over there? Who were the star players when you were an intern?
Oh, man. So this is the sad part. I was part of the infamous Vince Young Dream Team year. So 2012-2013 season, where you had the signing of Nnamdi Asamoah to the Eagles and Vince Young, a couple of other guys. Back then, it was DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, LeSean McCoy as your star players. And it was an interesting year that did not go the way they had hoped. Andy Reid was the coach at the time. And, you know, not only did they all eat together in a cafeteria, but, you know, there were playground build projects and, you know, charity fundraisers and, you know, events outside of just the football games were a huge part of that too. And food and, you know, experiencing of food was interwoven throughout that in the entire time I was there. And I'm sure still is, just from what I see in the tailgate lots, you know, that's a whole nother version of that happening amongst the fans.
Paul, I put together a list of questions, and this, what I'm learning from you about your time with the Eagles, I think is fascinating. And I have to believe that there is more than just small parallels between what you did with them, community service, charities, working with people, you know, working with these superstars. And it's all based on entertainment, food, and bringing people together. Between that and your experiences at Informa and Clarion, that set the stage for you to be who you are at restaurant events right now.
Oh, I think that's definitely accurate. Yeah. I mean, the experiences are everything. I, I think it was it Anthony Bourdain that said, food is everything we are. It's an extension of a nationalist feeling, your personal history, you know, your province, your tribe, your grandma, something like that. And so, yeah, that's mine, you know, working in trade shows that weren't necessarily food industry focused gave me incredible experiences all over the world and enabled me to travel at a young age when I otherwise would have had zero chance of affording to be able to travel to certain places and experience certain things. And I'm very grateful for both of those jobs and how they kind of set me up to sort of be able to jump at an opportunity that brought it all together.
Restaurant Events has grown super fast under your leadership. What do you think sets your shows apart from others in the industry?
It starts with a passion. I think everybody that works for Restaurant Events has a true passion for the restaurant and food service industry and for putting on good events and for the events industry. A lot of people don't realize just how much goes into the organization of these events, especially at, you know, large publicly run convention centers. And it really, you know, I'm going to draw another parallel, unfortunately. I hate to do it to you guys again, but, you know, it really, an events team functions much like a football team where, you know, the synergy and everybody doing their job is very necessary for team success. And one of the things that we have at Restaurant Events is, I think, an unmatched synergy across departments. You know, you have people who are focused on, you know, getting the show marketed to, you know, chefs and restaurant owners and operators and to make sure that side of the industry comes. You have people who are focused on, you know, bringing the companies and the suppliers in. You have people who are focused on developing the content and creating the sessions. And, you know, one hand feeds the other in a more dramatic way than I think a lot of people realize. And a lot of the focus that we put into our efforts at Restaurant Events is on communication, you know, internally. And I've been around the block, you know, it's not the easiest thing to achieve. You can say it, you know, till you're blue in the face that we want to be good communicators. But, you know, one of the big differences I think at Restaurant Events is that I can pick up the phone and have a conversation with any member of my team at any level at any time. And, you know, we just tackle issues, you know, through that direct, quick communication. And I think it sets us up to be really successful. You know, the last and final piece of that too, I think, is just veteran experience. You know, in the industry, we have 4 or 5 salespeople that work for me, and every single one of them can answer 99% of the detailed, you know, operational craziness that gets thrown at us, because we all know that one of the most fun parts of a trade show is what clients do in their booth. And we get some crazy stuff. And you know, it can be a lot easier to make things happen when the person that you're dealing with directly has all the answers for you. So we try to make sure that our staff has that.
Most of the people in our audience will probably understand the idea of a trade show and how large they are. If you have 300, 400, 500 exhibitors at a trade show, there's a lot of work, a lot of backstory, a lot of things happening that nobody is aware of. What goes on behind the scenes that the average person wouldn't have any idea about?
Probably the easiest answer to that would be the operational cost factor. Because everything's happening inside, you know, a public convention venue, there's a vendor for everything who has exclusive rights over that venue. And a lot of our suppliers at restaurant and food service shows actually work, you know, those catering companies are a great example of that, you know, your Aramarks and Sodexos. And so a lot of people don't realize that all of the suppliers at the venue are navigating, you know, the safety regulations, the health guidelines, all of the things that are put in place by that venue. And so it's very much, you know, I come from the school of tailgating, as we talked about, where you know, you can roll in with, you know, your trailer and you can have an open fire and you're doing it in the parking lot. And by the way, Chef Kevin, Carl, you know, that rig that you guys are working on, you ever want to bring that up to an Eagles game, I'll get the tickets. So you just let me know. but unfortunately that's a little bit harder to pull off inside a convention center. Right. So what a lot of people probably don't realize is just that there's so much that goes into it in the way of, you know, documentation, safety, approvals, and collaboration amongst different vendors and contractors.
Paul, I have a question. For someone of my stature that's 22 years in the industry and that's overseeing, that's assisting with multiple communities, what do they talk about at the trade shows? What's the experience like? What could I look forward to when I go to my first trade show?
That's a great question, and there's so much really to be excited about. So I'm going to try and not get too detailed on you and break it into a few categories. The first one's the networking. You've been in the industry for 22 years. There's going to be a lot of people just like you walking around this event and attending various sessions. There's a lot of folks who are, you know, starting new, but also a ton of folks who, you know, have been doing this even longer than that, right? And those people are up on stages, you know, talking about their businesses and where they've had success, where they've had failures. There's also, you know, any chef, I would say probably the coolest part is just seeing the chef competitions and the demos from the other chefs, which we always get some big names to the show to come do something. And you can always, you know, take something away for your own repertoire. And that's a big part of it, you know, the education and the networking. And then obviously the supplier, you know, interfacing, right? I think one of the beautiful things about the restaurant industry and food is that we're always innovating. You know, I used to think for a while that was, you know, purely consumer driven, right? You know, thinking about it from too much of a business sense, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like every chef actually just has that as an innate desire, you know, within them to make new cool stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So this is where you find all the supplies to do it, man. You can talk to them face to face, learn a little bit more about, you know, how things are used. And most of these suppliers now, you know, have in-house chefs who are real experts on it. And I think one of the biggest advantages is, you know, if they're looking for a new ingredient, a piece of equipment, even a piece of technology or anything, you know, to help run an establishment, it's always nice to talk, you know, face-to-face with an expert and to see, touch, feel, taste, you know, what it is that you might be, you know, looking at incorporating into your repertoire there. Chef Kevin, we got to get you down to the Florida Restaurant Show. We've got a stage there for you. We may need to see a demo of this deliciousness that you're cooking up down there.
I can give you multiple demos. That's not a problem.
Well, it's even more than that, guys, because here's the thing. We're going to have our whole video crew there. So, you know, Chef Kevin is, you don't know this, Paul, but, you know, Chef Kevin is actually, you know, a walk and talk, call it personality. So, you know, him being there and our video crew being there as well, you know, there's some magic that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be barbecue or not, but, you know, it's going to be something delicious. Kevin, it's going to be at the Orange County Convention Center, and you're definitely going to be there. You got to, like, get the time off or whatever, and let's make this happen.
Time's already off right now. Okay. That's not a problem. I'm definitely looking forward to it. You're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. We're going to have a good time.
Paul, there's so many trade shows out there, and they're gigantic. The competition is fierce. How are you keeping restaurant event trade shows fresh? How are you keeping them ahead of the curve?
You know, there's definitely a lot of them out there. And I think it's almost the same way. It's almost the same way that our chefs and their restaurants stay ahead of the curve and stay relevant, you know? And I think it's part staying true to yourself. And it's part continuing to innovate. So what we do is we try to really, really know and understand who we are. And our events, from a size standpoint, you know, we aren't we're not as big as some shows. We're very regionally focused, but we're large within the region. And I think it's the perfect balance for suppliers and end users to come together, because food ultimately is a regional business for the most part, just in the nature of freshness, right? And when you are able to get the majority of the players, you know, within a space together under one roof from a supplier standpoint, that's what is going to bring, you know, new and exciting innovations in the industry. You know, for us, it's really about staying true to who we are from a size and scope perspective, while also continuing to innovate. So, you know, we're regional events, but we're large regional events. So we're really good, you know, for example, Florida Restaurant Show, getting the whole Southeast market together under one roof, from both a supplier side and a owner, operator, chef side of things. And the innovation piece is, you know, we're really lucky that we have so many great people and partners really to lean on when it comes to the innovation piece. I think what we're doing together with Walk and Talk is a great example, you know, of one of those things, right? And when I say we're lucky, the other piece of that is that, you know, folks like Chef Kevin and some of your other guests that you've had on the show, I know a few who actually may be a few others who might be speaking at the event, they're always, you know, doing new and interesting things to stay fresh. You know, we're just so lucky in this industry that we've got the passion and the business side. Like, this is fun. You know, this, there's a huge part of this that is just fun. And when you're able to innovate fun and also educate from a business perspective, it creates every reason in the world for people to come back every year.
Your approach to this, I think, is fantastic. Your frame of mind, because that trickles down to the rest of the team. I have to believe the logistics in putting together a mix of vendors and speakers and different experiences when you're at a trade show, that's probably the voodoo math, the hard planning, right? Is that the hardest part of this, or is there something else?
Carl, you know, it's staying ahead of the curve and not losing a boatload of money at the same time. If I'm being honest with you.
Heard that.
The reality is that the biggest challenge is staying ahead of the curve while navigating, you know, the rules, the restrictions, and the costs of everything. It would be, I can't tell you how many times I've had this incredible grand idea that's just a little bit too out there, and it's not feasible within the context of a trade show floor, especially as a tailgate guy, right? You know, I got all sorts of visions of, you know, flames and things, you know, fireworks going off and stuff like that. And if I could do it, I would. But there's a lot to navigate when it comes to, you know, the business side of it and the venues themselves and all that. So that's probably the biggest challenge, is making all that work and still producing stuff that's just new and cool and, you know, makes people's jaw drop a little bit.
Paul, spaceships. You need spaceships. I mean, I think let's get with Elon. Let's figure something out. Is that grandiose? No, it's not grandiose.
So listen, I can only imagine that email to the Orange County Convention Center is the roof retractable, first and foremost.
We're going to go to Dallas Stadium. No, we'll do it there. No, too soon. All right. So listen,
not there.
You were talking about, you know, how do you make it happen without, you know, burning the house down, spending all the money. What's a challenge that has taught you the most about this business, and how did you overcome it?
The biggest challenge was the pandemic. In this industry, everybody felt it. And I came into this industry as we were coming out of it. I inherited some of these shows at a point where they were at their lowest, just, you know, full disclosure. You know, it was probably the biggest challenge of my career. And I would just be completely remiss if I didn't say that I just have a lot of people to thank for helping us rebuild and get out of there and get to the point that we're at now. And I think it's the relationships, cultivating those relationships and you know, showing people, you know, sometimes that you have the passion, you know, for this industry, and that your goal first and foremost is to put together a show that people can come to and get a lot out of and enjoy and have fun and want to come back. And at first, when you're new to it, new to a lot of other people, you're new to a lot of, you know, suppliers that have been doing this a long time, you know, there's, you sort of have to show them, you know, that this is something you're taking seriously and that you're in it for the good of the industry. And I think one of the things that Restaurant Events, from the ownership the whole way down, has been able to do is, you know, put our money where our mouth is sometimes when it comes to that sort of thing. And not only that, but just, you know, put our time where our mouth is, right? Like, go the extra mile for people. I can't tell you how many stories we have from suppliers where, you know, I'm not going to name names, but let's just say, like, you know, my entire booth got stolen from my car. You know, this is a real story. You know, we had somebody's whole booth get hijacked from their vehicle. And, you know, we were able to say, you know what, we're going to comp this one for you. You know, this year we understand, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, that's probably one of the more extreme examples, but those are the types of things that this company does, you know, for our vendors. And, you know, our vendors are, you know, what come first when it comes to building a great event, right? No, you know, no chef wants to go walk around a trade show that doesn't have any booths at it. And so, you know, working with those guys and really helping them create exhibits that are great and, you know, navigate the landscape that is a public convention venue, you know, a show contractor, an electrical union, whatever it is, material handling, all of that stuff, you know, is something that we take a lot of pride in. And, you know, hopefully some of our tips and tricks, you know, over the years have even helped those suppliers at other events that they do that we don't even run, you know? So taking that approach is how we overcame that challenge. And I would say the greatest thing about that is, It proved to us that face-to-face interaction is always going to be, you know, an important part of this business more than most.
I think a successful trade show, yes, you have all of your events and, you know, speakers and whatnot. The energy and the excitement, I feel, is where you win. That's how you get people, exhibitors to come in and people to walk the floor. With that said, if you were to give advice to somebody, you know, who attends shows and they feel that energy and they're like, man, I want to get into this business, what advice would you give to that person?
That's a great question. Because, you know, and it's not an easy one for me personally to answer, because while I had my, you know, sort of interesting path, my initial jump into the trade show side of this was somewhat of a unexpected thing. You know, I had I honestly just called up like a job listing, not really knowing what I was getting into until I saw it, and then I fell in love with it, and I thought, hey, sports is live events. This is live events too. Let's see how it goes. I almost feel unqualified to answer the question, but I think what I would say is. To follow your passion and align your career with that and continue to do so, and it will find you. If cooking is what you're really, really into, you know, go places and cook. And, you know, you will find that if you just continue pursuing what you love, it doesn't feel like work and things tend to fall into the right places.
Paul, a few weeks ago, you were here in Orlando. Just explain to the guests the awesome reason why you were here.
We were nominated the Pizza Tomorrow Summit, the New York Restaurant Show, and the California Restaurant Show for as one of the fastest 50 growing trade shows in the country by Trade Show Executive Magazine, which was pretty cool. And the Pizza Tomorrow Summit actually won for the fastest growing food show by Blended Growth, according to Trade Show Executive Magazine. So we were in town for the awards. It was a great time. And Trade Show Executive and their staff did an incredible job with the event. You know, putting on an event for a bunch of events people, I'm sure, is not easy, but it was really good.
Paul, one of the most exciting partnerships that we've entered into over the last year is with you guys, with your New York, your California, your Florida restaurant shows, Pizza Tomorrow Summit. I can't explain to you how amazing it is to be a part of what you guys are doing. You all as a team, you know, from Glenn to Jerry down to the sales team, you guys are winning. You guys are doing the right work, and you're doing it with the right personalities, and you're doing it with the right attitude. So number one, thank you. Number two, how do you see the relationship blossoming as we go into these events this year?
Well, first of all, you're too good to us. I appreciate the kind words. We couldn't be more excited. I mean, and for those people out there that don't know, I mean, what we put together is, you know, a really great partnership where Walk and Talk has a presence on the trade show floor. They're out there doing interviews and audio commercials for some of our suppliers and telling the story of the event. I mean, doing what Walk and Talk does best and helping us, you know, get the story out there. And I think that what you guys bring to the trade show is just a critical element that we absolutely have to have, where we're capturing the energy. You know, we talked about, you mentioned, you know, the energy on the trade show floor is one of the things that's, you know, most important. And I think you're 100% right. And I think that, you know, when we're able to sort of recreate that digitally and, you know, tell people that story of what took place over the course of those 3 days, there's certainly, you know, there's certainly not a better group to do it justice than you guys. And B, it's just something that, you know, we almost owe it to the industry, right? To have some of that be captured and be put out there and share some of the stories and the connections that we make while we're down there. So for me, it's, you know, it's really just about, you know, having this great, you know, platform in the form of the partnership with you guys to tell our story, just like you have for so many of these chefs.
Paul, well said. Look, you know, at the end of the day, Andrea, Steven, yourself, you know, we had some really great meetings, and the fact that we were able to put this together, there are no other scenarios in the trade show world like what we have. I did so much research. Yeah, there's other trade shows and they have podcasts, but they're their own podcasts and they're inherently run differently. This is a show. We have a show, it's independent, and we connected, and we're going to do big things because of that, because we bring a different audience to the trade show. Not necessarily a different audience, but we bring it to them in a different vehicle. And I think that's what makes that's what makes this special. And I also want to say that, you know, if it weren't for Jerry Gwynn put us together in front of you and Andrea and the gang. And, you know, she deserves a shout out for that. You guys are just a special bunch of people, and we appreciate it, man, sincerely.
Thank you. Yeah, Jerry, Andrew, and Steven, honestly, those three deserve, you know, more credit than I do. They're really brilliant. That's our marketing team for the show. And you're right. It's you know, it's the people, and you guys are a great part of that, too. And I couldn't be more grateful for you guys having me on. Thank you.
Paul, man, you said it right. We're looking forward to big things with you guys at these events. It's going to be great. My man, Chef Kevin, today you brought the heat. Literally, man, the barbecue was spectacular. How do people find you on the socials?
You can find me on Instagram at Mama Jean Seasoning, Facebook, Mama Jean Seasoning, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Kevin Raspberry.
Paul, sincerely appreciate you being on the program today. We're going to do more. With you, maybe Glenn, a couple of the others, and we're going to really pump it and get it out there. How do people find you guys on the socials?
I'm Paul Pedro on LinkedIn. All of our shows are just CaliforniaRestaurantShow.com, NewYorkRestaurantShow.com, FloridaRestaurantShow.com, PizzaTomorrow.com. You can register to attend them on any of those websites, and all the events have their own LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram accounts.
Excellent. The next one's going to be in California in early August. Check them out. Hey, listen, everybody, vote for Pedro, and we are out.